been popular as pets in China since the 12th century. Prized for their song, they are kept in elaborate cages.
Right on the edge, there are these old-style water towns. It's just like walking onto a scene from a blue and white plate. Little narrow stone pointy bridges and people literally punting along the canals in these flat-bottom boats. Doing their laundry in the canal.
China has the largest population of Buddhists in the world, approximately 244 million, or 18% of the total population.
I really wanted to find a good place to record the Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year fireworks. And so my very helpful hotel concierge recommended a street to go to. He said, there's lots of restaurants here, and the restaurant owners, they're all very keen businessmen, and so they let off lots of fireworks to make sure they'll get lots of good business luck and make lots of money in the new year. So I'm on the Huanghe Road now, and there's the occasional rocket going off, and I can hear stuff rumbling in the distance, but there's not a lot going on along here. I'm a bit worried I'm not going to get anything.
Chinese New Year, the most popular firework is the 88 money-making tree, which looks like old Chinese coins raining from the sky. It comes with a free pack of cigarettes. One of the main companies that makes fireworks also makes fire extinguishers.
Mm-hmm.
People tell you that Shanghai is a really young city, and of course, in the context of Chinese history, that's right. But you can really hear the history in the music, especially what you hear in the parks. And karaoke is really popular. My favourite was this old guy. He was a retired foundry worker. And he goes to the park 5 days a week and sings his heart out for several hours, and he says that's what keeps him happy.
The Huangpu River is 500 meters wide and an average of 11 meters deep. It is the source of most of the city's drinking water.
One night I wanted to get a recording of the river really late at night when there wasn't much traffic. Just really get to hear the river proper and the boats. I slipped over this locked gate and down this flight of stone steps. Right down to the water's edge.
The world's busiest container port, Shanghai handles 29 million containers a year.
Just this constant stream of barges and freight. Constant flux, oily water, thick air. birds. You'd so often hear birds. You just even get one or two trees on an otherwise really barren street and you get birdsong. But it always seems to be struggling to make itself heard against all the traffic. But there was this one place I found, this one place. Right under these giant feet of the Oriental Pearl Tower, this iconic monument, where the wildlife, the birds, were making more noise than the city.
Just under 1 mile long, the famous Bund waterfront on the west bank of the Huangpu River has been a symbol of Shanghai for hundreds of years.
On the public holidays, places like the Bund get so crowded. They get the army in to marshal all the people. And these army guys have all got whistles.
By 2050, Shanghai's population is predicted to reach 50 million.
I can't imagine this city with double the population. Will there be any quiet places left anywhere at all? But you know what? Experiencing all this human energy expressed as sound. How exhilarating, how incredible is that going to be? Mm-hmm.